Teaching students with disabilities can be rewarding, and when traditional methods fall short, teachers are often challenged to get creative. Texas Public Radio's Camille Phillips takes us to a Head Start classroom in San Antonio, where a preschool teacher found a way to help a nonverbal, strong-willed student discover that she loved school.
Rebecca Azuna had been teaching special education for 6 years when 3-year-old Naomi Campos came zooming into her classroom at a Meet the Teacher event.
She just kind of like came right in full force. Mom was like just emotional, crying, trying to fill out paperwork. The dad's like patting mom on the back like, it's okay, you know, she's going to be fine. And Naomi's like tearing up the room.
Naomi's mom, Rebecca Campos, remembers Azuna reassuring her.
We have children with her speech delay. We have children in wheelchairs. We have children who are autistic. She's going to fit right in, mom. Don't worry. And I'm like, okay, I've heard that before.
Naomi was developmentally delayed by 2 years and even further behind in speech. She was 3, but her mom says she spoke like an 8- or 9-month-old.
My husband and I were so worried that she was either going to stay where she was with, you know, barely saying 1 to 3, barely saying ABC, or continue to move back or not even want to try or just shut down.
The first few weeks of school were a struggle for Naomi. Azuna says the preschooler didn't like to be told what to do.
The very beginning, it was a lot of yelling, a lot of like stomping the feet and maybe like, you know, slamming the hands on the lap. And then it would, you know, we'd walk over to her and it's like, teacher, teacher, no. And it was like a lot of like the drawn out crying.
Azuna says that happened pretty much every day for the first 2 months. Nothing the teacher said or did made a difference.
I could easily write those things down and say, she needs a more restrictive environment. You know, she's throwing blocks in class. She's going to hurt somebody. And I didn't want to do that.
Then the time came for first quarter report cards. The results were discouraging.
I kind of looked at where she was and pacing-wise within her own goals and objectives, and she wasn't there. So some of the items for, like, you know, doing shapes and letters and counting, they weren't there.
Azuna realized that if she didn't find a way to reach Naomi, the 3-year-old would continue to speak and act like a 1-year-old. Naomi wasn't learning because she wouldn't participate in class, but harping on her to change her behavior did nothing. So Azuna went back to the drawing board.
I started to change my thinking of, you know, making sure that she's in compliance with everything that we do in the day to, am I meeting her needs as a child with, you know, a disability? And am I going off of her abilities in our classroom? Am I using her strengths in our classroom?
Naomi likes to take charge, so Azuna started giving her opportunities to be a leader.
At first, it kind of just threw her for a loop that we were like a little more accepting of, you know, different things that she was doing. And so, but it was like an easy transition for her in the terms of, well, like finally, now that they're going to listen to me. And I've been trying to show them this whole time that I could do this stuff.
Naomi likes to be active, so during story time, Azuna had her help tell the story by acting it out.
It went from her completely not caring what we were doing and like hiding under tables to, oh, let's do that part. He's doing a chant and like clap, 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 or like, you know, patting your legs.
By the end of her first year in pre-K, Naomi's mom says her daughter was excited to go to school.
She popped up like a rocket. They saw what things interested her and they used that to get to her little brain.
By the end of her second year in pre-K, Naomi had almost caught up to where a 5-year-old is expected to be developmentally. She was speaking in full sentences, singing and counting. Azuna says sometimes she thinks about what would have happened if she hadn't been able to reach Naomi. She would have stayed 2, 3, 4 years behind, and that would have set the bar lower for the rest of her academic career.
I feel like she came a long way. And even now when mom tells me like, oh, her kinder teacher. And I'm like, man, if her kinder teacher saw her when she was 3, she'd be like, wow.
Naomi still has a slight speech delay and sees a behavioral therapist. But the school decided she was ready for a general kindergarten classroom instead of a special education class. Her mom says she had a bit of a rough start again this year. But whenever she starts to worry, she texts Azuna and she's reminded how far Naomi has come. For Here and Now, I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.
And
what a
story.
Great teacher. That story comes to us from a project called What My Students Taught Me. That's a collaboration between Texas Public Radio stations and the Columbia Journalism School. Well, this note now from Westbrook, Maine, where there's a giant ice disk in the Presumpscot River. The disk is about 300 feet wide. And get this, it is slowly spinning. It almost looks perfectly round. People on social media are talking about how it looks like the moon or even an alien spacecraft, but it turns out it's a naturally occurring phenomenon. When ice forms in the bend of a river, the faster moving water can break free a chunk of the ice, and the force of the moving water spins the ice slowly and makes a disc by breaking off the rough edges of the ice. We've got a video of this on Twitter at Here and Now.